The remains of an army medic missing in action and declared dead during the Korean War finally returned home to Western Massachusetts yesterday. New England Public Radio's Kari Njiri reports.
Hundreds of people, from schoolchildren to seniors, lined a procession waving American flags as a motorcade escorting the remains of Corporal Jules Hardeman Jr. arrived in Holyoke after nearly 7 decades. Among the bystanders was Debbie Gazda and her 81-year-old mother. Gazda, whose husband also served in Korea, says she had to come out to welcome home one of Holyoke's own.
I hear that he doesn't have much family left, so we're here to just, you know, honor him. You know, it's a good thing to do. It shows the family that, yes, there are still people that care about him, even though it took them that long to bring him back home.
Hardeman joined the Army after graduating from Holyoke High School. A medic attached to the 31st Regimental Combat Team, Hardeman was 19 years old when he was reported missing in December 1950 during fierce fighting against Chinese forces at the Chosin Reservoir, or Chongjin in Korean. Remains recovered in 1954 and buried the following year in Hawaii were re-examined last year and determined to be those of Hardeman. Francisco Ureña, Secretary of the Massachusetts Department of Veterans Services, says 198 Korean War and 38 Vietnam-era veterans from the state remain unaccounted for. But he says DNA has greatly advanced the work of finally identifying missing service members.
In Hawaii, there is a laboratory that every month processes one or two remains, possibly identifying them and repatriating them to their hometown to have the sense of homecoming that Jules Hardeman had here in Holyoke.
That sense of homecoming couldn't come soon enough for Hardeman's cousin, Robert Wallahan, who says he never gave up hope. He later became a military medic like his cousin. Growing up, Wellahan lived across the hall from Hardeman in a third-floor apartment and was just 9 when he last saw him.
We were really close. And the day he left, I remember he called me over. They banged on a wall, and I come over, and he was leaving. And he said, "Bobby, I got to go now." And I said, "Okay, you're going back to the Army?" He said, "Yep." I said, "Will you just come back safe to me?" He gave me a hug and a kiss, and out the door he went. Never saw him again. Till today.
What does it mean to have him back home?
Oh, it's I can't, I have no words for it. And if I did, I wouldn't be able to say him. So, fills a big gap. Yep. Brings a lot of closure.
A wake for Jules Hardeman takes place this afternoon with a funeral mass tomorrow. And in accordance with his family's wishes, Hardeman will be laid to rest with full military honors at St. Jerome Cemetery, where his mother, father, and sister are buried, less than half a mile away from the home where he grew up. For New England Public Radio, I'm Kari Njiri.